Yo, welcome to episode 7, another Bronx Tale podcast. It's Gil,
Ruben,
Rick,
and we are
Gil
back.
Got a bell.
I got a bell, yo. I'm going to annoy the shit out of y'all.
Hey, the boys went to PR.
Yes, we back.
Oh, shit, how was it, man? Y'all ain't tell me shit since y'all got back.
We've held everything in.
Go ahead. How did it start? How did it end?
Shit was dope. To me. We didn't do anything like strip clubs or anything.
You see any poppy? Yo, no, they over here.
Surprisingly, we didn't.
No, because those Puerto Ricans are over here.
Yeah.
Not over there.
Nah, they over there. They're just in a very special section.
Oh, okay. They sectioned off?
They in La Perla, where we don't
go. Yeah, we did not go there.
Don't go there. If you're going to PR, don't go to La Perla.
Yeah, we found out about that shit day one. They were like, yeah, don't go there. Yeah, it was really nice. I had a really good, relaxing time.
It was very necessary.
Yes. It was short-lived.
I need
Yo, spill the fucking tea, man. I've been waiting for this.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't care if y'all was relaxed.
Oh, that
God
was...
God damn.
Oh, damn, bro. We did the same thing you would have did if you came with us. We ate mad fucking
That's
food.
That's not true. I would have gone to a strip club.
Yeah, well, I think the strip clubs
Puerto
Rico.
Well, no, not during COVID, though. Not during COVID.
I think them shits were closed anyway. That block that we had strip clubs.
What if the girl has a mask on her face and she's naked? Is that fine? Or you need her panties
like
and mask?
She needs to be vaccinated.
Yeah,
I need to see your Moderna patch.
Facts.
And, if you got Johnson & Johnson?
Nah, if you got the Johnson & Johnson, I don't want it.
The one-hitter quitter? Uh-uh. I don't trust you. Damn. Puerto Rico was fire, bro.
Food was very good.
Oh, man. Gil kept texting
except for mojitos.
Food,
don't fucking go to mojitos. Yo. If you go to Puerto Rico, it's in... What's the hotel?
The Caribe Hilton.
Yeah, there's a spot called Mojitos. Don't fucking go there. The food is trash. And the bill is high as fuck.
Wait. That was in the hotel?
On the side. Yeah.
So, was it a part of the hotel? Because normally at the hotels, at places... The food is
so
not
it wasn't
that great.
Like it, the resort's restaurant. It's just that it was attached to the resort.
Yeah, they added
a
restaurant.
Okay.
It was yeah. Go ahead,
bro. We were there for 5 days, and for the most part, we were all splitting like the fucking meals. Like Gil would get fucking dinner. I might get lunch. Cisco might have got another day. Whatever. Yo, this was the first day on the trip where we got the fucking bill. And I looked at it, and I sincerely didn't want to pay for it.
Yo.
I looked at Gil, and then I felt fucking bad because I think you had paid for dinner that day.
I paid like a
you
buck
did.
80, bro.
You paid a buck 80 for dinner, and I was like, fuck, he definitely can't pay for this.
I could have, but I'm like,
and
yo.
I was like, it's going to fall on.
I just gave you a little quiche.
I was like, it's going to fall on me and Cisco. So I was like, I guess I'm going to split
yo,
the shit
with
Cisco.
Yo, can I ask how much was the bill?
It was $100.
That's not bad.
Bro.
Wait, but the food was bad.
We didn't fucking eat. We had three drinks. And we ordered three appetizers, and the appetizers were trash. Gil still ate it, though.
Okay, I got you.
But it was trash. I ate, like, one piece of chicken and threw out the rest. It was mad salty.
Oh, see, I hate this.
And then Cisco got calamari, and it tasted like rubber.
Oh damn,
bro, it was really bad.
So they didn't cook the shit.
The problem was it was kind of late that day. We didn't want to go off of the hotel, so we're like, let's try it. The lady tells us after we order and we're waiting over half an hour for these appetizers.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, we only have one cook right now. I'm like, yo, you should have told us that when we fucking first ordered. Like,
yeah,
because probably would have been like, let's just get
then. Also, like when they tell you like, look, it might take whatever however long, you're prepared. Mentally, to be like, okay, that's fine.
I think at that point, we probably would have just been like, oh, we're just fine with the drinks. Because we had a pretty good meal. But, yeah, it was horrible, bro.
I hate that shit. I hate going to a restaurant, and it's like, and then it's late, so there's probably not other shit open, and you get trash food. The next day, I eat like a pig.
I'm making up for it?
Yeah.
Why is that
a thing? The best spots were like those little hole-in-the-wall shits.
Yeah. Getting like a patelillo on the side of the road, like
go to a food truck
with like full shrimp in it. Like it wasn't like diced up because I've had that. This was like full on pieces of shrimp in there.
Damn, that's what's up, man.
It was good, man.
How was the rest, man? How was the beach?
So none of us fuck with sand. We didn't even go to the beach.
And there was, and the hotel had a private beach, and we still didn't go to the beach.
I don't fuck with sand either. But a private beach I could do because it's like it's not that many people.
Nah, bro, it still has sand though. Yeah. I'm all the way good with sand. First of all, we went to the beach just to look at, like, get on the canopies or whatever they call the hammocks.
The hammock. Mm.
So we got on the hammock, but at one point I wore my Crocs and the fucking sand went into the Croc and I instantly got turned off. And I was like, I need land again. And I went right back. But yeah, I don't fuck with sand. The pool was very nice.
Oh, yeah. So y'all got into water at least.
Yeah, of course.
We got into some.
Oh, okay.
Chilling in the pool.
I don't need the beach at all. It was right there. It's good to know the option was there, but I'm good.
The jacuzzi was very nice. That was my first time in a jacuzzi. Nice.
Jacuzzis are fire.
Yeah.
We did that shit in Bermuda, remember?
Yeah.
And we were the only ones there because it was fucking raining like crazy.
Bro, Bermuda was dope too. We should go back to Bermuda.
Yeah, it's only like a 2 hour flight or something, right? 2-3 hour flight. Yeah. Mad easy. That's what else you guys do? Good.
So I got a few things here.
Oh.
This was my first time experiencing. So we had, it was three of us. We had two beds.
Oh, shit.
First of all, I slept with this guy here. I slept with Ruben.
Nice.
Not like that.
How was that?
I'm going to get into that.
I enjoyed it. This motherfucker.
Yo, for those who don't know, I'm 6'3", 330. You're about what?
I'm 5'8 on my fucking ID.
Bro, how tall are you?
I'm going to go with 5'8", okay. And I'm 180.
180?
175. I lost 5 pounds.
Oh, nice. All right. Congrats, bro.
I'm just saying. I want to put it out there for the listeners.
This motherfucker took the whole bed.
Yo, he wasn't with shit.
It wasn't. I got pictures, bro. I had to fucking get petty and take pictures because I'm like, no one's going to believe
you. You angled me that way. Nah, bro.
Wait, how do you angle?
And we slept like cousins, so ass to feet type shit.
We slept 69
style. We yin yang. We yin yang.
Why y'all didn't just spoon, man? Y'all on vacation.
I was trying.
Yo, you could have been the little spoon, him the big spoon.
Yo, that's comfortable for the big guy.
Yo, so feel warm. First of all, I know for a fact that I move a lot when I sleep. So the way I fell asleep ain't the way I'm gonna wake up. But he's exaggerating. He sleeps at an angle. So his head was on my side of the bed and his feet were on his side of the bed. So he slept diagonally. And he had the nerve to say that I was taking up the entire bed. I was not.
Yo, actually,
why didn't y'all ask for like a cot?
Like a what?
Like a cot.
He thought you said like a cock.
Like sometimes
because there was three in a room.
No, hotels. Like you can ask for an extra cot and it's like an extra bed in the room.
Yeah. They'll just wheel it up to you. Where are you gonna put that?
You put it in the room.
Yeah, I don't think there was room for another bed. Anyway, yeah, he got evidence, whatever. Y'all probably gonna see it. We're gonna post it on the gram.
This is me on the side. That's me on the side, and that's him. I'm on the edge of the bed at that point. That's one photo. Look, if you peep this second photo, he looks like he's sleeping in a bed by himself. His feet are on my fucking pillow, bro.
Yo.
Look at that shit. Let me zoom in.
Yo, my feet are on fucking, your pillow.
Yo, and you can see his fucking mosquito bites from paradise.
Oh, my God.
My feet are on his pillow, but that only goes to show you that his head was on my side of the bed.
That's true.
That's
correct?
Not true.
Am I not?
Why is he
all
so
right, thank
stretched?
You. What do you mean? What? That's not stretched, bro.
Nah, that's kind of at an angle.
You can see that his pillow's on my side.
What's happening here?
I'm just saying, bro. Plus, my feet need to be elevated when I sleep.
All right, so I just want to give a shout-out to Gladys. I don't know how you do it. Shout-out to Gladys. Because I'm sure he... Yo, here's another thing. Him and Gladys, this is both of y'all. Their house is always mad cold.
First of all, who takes pictures of somebody while they sleep? You're a monster.
I had to do it in this occasion because this was wild. So, this dude, he likes a cold room. Fine. That's fine. Cisco was good because he had his own bed. He had his own. So, we share.
Wait, it's his bachelor party.
Yeah. So, he could.
Why didn't
he
get his own bed?
Bro, because Cisco's like 6 feet
also.
Oh,
yeah. Both big.
Yeah, that would have been
big. Gotcha.
So, it's just out of convenience.
Yeah.
This dude takes the fucking blanket, like the cuito, the quilt. And uses it as the cuito, bro.
Is that what it's called?
Laquito, yeah.
Yeah, Laquito, nigga.
Heck, I'm pretty sure that got some different Spanish name.
It probably does.
Oh, but you call the sala the living room, don't you?
Nah, I call the living room the living room.
Oh, nah, it's the sala.
It's the sala. But he takes the fucking quilt in this cold ass room and uses it as a body pillow. He like rolls it and just puts his leg on it. Like, I'm like,
I need to sleep with one leg in, one leg out.
I do the exact same thing.
But you like the cold. I don't. So I'm just under two little fucking thin sheets, or what you call those sheets? The over sheets, not the fitted.
But you said something on the last day.
The last day was
already had my scent.
I didn't need it. I'm just saying, like, damn, that's kind of, it's inconvenient. All I'm saying is, wherever we go again, you need your own bed, bro.
But you was also sleeping on the fucking couch thing.
Yeah, and then I got, like, my legs felt like
then you slept on the balcony.
Yo, I fall asleep.
You slept on the balcony?
Bro, I fall asleep anywhere. I'm Puerto Rican, Bobby. Like,
how did you sleep on the balcony, bro?
Bro, because it was comfortable. It had a beautiful view.
And the AC wasn't on.
That too.
That's funny. Next time, ask the fucking hotel for a cot. Say, hey, it's three of us, and they'll bring you one.
I didn't know that. Now we know.
I didn't know that. So what, like a futon? Like,
it's like a little rolling bed.
Mm. Yo, it depends
on the hotel.
That first night, we were probably in bed at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What time did you guys travel? Like,
so the flight was at like 7:30?
We landed like at 1. No, we couldn't have.
We landed at 11.
Yeah.
It was like
11 a.m.
Yeah.
So why'd y'all go to sleep so early?
Bro, every night was fucking 9 or 10 o'clock.
I also feel like the time, I guess since we not home, just was mad slow.
The jet lag.
Yo.
He kept saying that shit, right?
Yeah, I think it was, though. No, bro. I was tired, too.
Yeah, how long is the flight? The flight is only like 3 hours.
3.5 hours, yeah.
Three and a half hours?
3.5 to 4 hours. Yeah.
Damn, you wouldn't survive a flight to like Vegas, which is 6 hours.
I'll do it, but I'll do it.
Because that, just you get... Oh, like the wait. Whole time. You go to Vegas, it's 6 hours, and then take away 3 hours, you'd be fucked up, bro.
You time traveling.
You'd be... Yeah, basically. You're fucked up.
You know what was weird, though, on the plane? And they had, by the way, the plane situation with the mask and all that, that was handled great. Like, I didn't feel unsafe or nothing like that. But what was weird was being so tired and trying to sleep with a mask on, I kept getting up and like grasping for air. It felt like I couldn't breathe. Cause it's just, that's so weird to try to like sleep like that. Like, I had to go from a cloth mask to a regular, like one of those regular dental ones.
Like the medical shit.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, I think it just felt in my head like I couldn't breathe. That shit was weird.
Yeah, the plane was dope. Obviously, we saw people that...
Wild.
People just don't fucking listen to direction.
Did you get this shit? Did you get the... where they go, take out your laptops from your bag, and the person had like a big-ass tablet. So, and they didn't take it out, and then the fucking TSA got tight.
So Gil had that situation where they would like take out like your cameras, take out your laptop, take out all of that stuff. And I don't think Gil took out his tablet from the bag, or he forgot or some shit.
Of course.
So, you know, he ended up in that second exam or the second station where they're checking your shit. So he ended up doing that and getting frisked or whatever they did to him. Which I also got, like, patted down, like, for a secondary search.
Yeah.
They didn't go, like, into my ass or nothing, but I also got patted down, which was weird because I had sweats on, and they said that there was, like, something metal in my waistband.
Son, I wear sweats or joggers.
Yeah.
And they always say the same shit. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
I didn't understand. I was like, okay, well, these are sweats. I don't have any metal object, but, whatever. So yeah, we on the way to Puerto Rico, you always get these people that just don't listen. So I don't know if you've flown during this whole COVID thing.
No.
Well, I think even prior to that, the way it was set up was similar. Basically they call your row to board the plane, right?
And they usually do it the first rolls first, and then they go like
they'll do like military, handicap, things like that, and then they'll either pick if they want to do from the front or the back of the plane, right? So they're calling rows. They're like, okay, we're going to call rows, whatever, 1 through 10 to board first.
Then row 11 through 30, get online.
Exactly. So they're calling rows, and we see this lady, and she's fucking standing in the front, and her row hasn't been called.
Of course not.
And she's standing there, and they're like, oh, we haven't called your row yet. So instead of her getting off the line and moving away, she fucking stands in the middle of the way while all these rows are getting called.
Oh, my God.
And then on top of that, she's with, like, two other chicks. And the other girls, instead of waiting on the side and waiting for their row to get called, they go underneath the rope to stand where she is with her, knowing that her row hasn't been called.
It's not a lady. She's a ghetto bitch. She was
ghetto. I didn't want to say that. But, yes, she was indeed. So, I don't know. People just don't fucking listen. And then on the plane, she couldn't keep her mask on. So the flight attendant kept saying, can you put your mask on? Can you put your mask on? And at one point, the girl goes, can I get a mask?
What? What?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I guess she don't know that there's a pandemic going on.
Yeah, so.
That's the worst part of traveling is flying and being at the airport because no one knows what they're doing. Like, it's simple shit, yo. You get there, you have your laptop out, whatever out, you take off your sneakers, your shoes. You walk through, and when they call your row, you fucking get online, and you sit down. That's it. Like, it's simple, and it should go quickly, simple, but no. People be bugging. They act like the faster they get on the plane, the faster that shit's going to get to the destination. Nah, the fucking flight attendant's probably not even here yet.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
The flight was smooth, though. Coming back, it was like a little rocky.
Oh, yeah, turbulence
coming back was a little wild.
It felt like a roller coaster. I thought it felt kind of dope. Like,
yeah, it wasn't bad until you start thinking, like, at least a roller coaster's on tracks. There's nothing under me for 30,000 feet. So that's the part that gets to you.
I was on a flight going to Dallas with my boy Javon, and the turbulence was so bad. Like, so bad that we held hands and were like, yo, we going for fucking WrestleMania. Like, we gonna die for wrestling? This is stupid. Like, we was regretting our decision. Like, but this, you don't we think are of idiots. It like,
what can you? You already there? Like, we already. Yeah. Like, whatever's gonna happen is gonna. I'm of that mindset always. Like, if this is yo, I'm with my nigga. Like,
if this is it, this is it, right?
Yeah.
No,
I guess I don't know.
He's like, fuck you, bro.
I'm like, fuck. I'm dying with Gigi today. Like,
damn, this nigga.
So I'm dying with Lay.
Yo, he'll never hear the end of that. Like, if your spirit is to go home, you'll hear Gladys all day. Like, this nigga died and left with Gil. Died with Gil.
I'm going to have to do this podcast by myself. Like, I'm going to have to change your picks.
Word, just put X's on us.
Yo, put X's over your eyes.
Like, damn, Jesus. That's crazy.
Nah, man. God, knock on wood, yo.
Yeah, that's plastic.
That's plastic, same shit. Yeah, man. What else y'all do?
Yo, first of all, I could say this because I was the single one. The women in Puerto Rico were hot, bro.
Hey.
Beautiful women in Puerto Rico. Even the ones going to Puerto Rico, I felt like just everybody going in and coming out was just hot. I was like, oh, shit. The security guards, I was like, mira esto, loco. Shit. Nice. Poppy. Shit was dope, though.
That's what's up, man.
I love you, babe.
Ruben stood faithful.
Love you, babe.
That's funny. Shit. Well, yeah, man. Puerto Ricans are beautiful, bro.
Nah, it was a really good time. The weather was good. It's weird because the weather here is just, I don't know if that has anything to do with global warming. I don't know about none of that. But it's like, it could be 70 here and you start sweating and it's 85 there and you're not really sweating because it's
hot.
That's
the humidity. So
it's just like, it's just perfect.
Shit is just heat from the sun. This shit is like heat from these cars and people's breath.
Yeah. And then remember, every building, if you got 5 floors with 4 apartments, it's just mad people living there. So it's just mad electricity going, all that shit. Over there, it's different. Well, there's a lot, you know, there's really no tall buildings. shit like that. You see any other crazy tourists?
I seen a lady tell a white lady, put your mask on. And you couldn't say she said it in Spanish. She said it in English. She said, yo, put your mask on. Because she was walking around with no mask. Like,
I'll give it to them. They're pretty, like, with the whole COVID shit, they were pretty on point. Like, every store or restaurant you went to, they took your temperature and you had to use hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it wasn't playing.
Well, because they got hit hard in the beginning.
Yeah. It's not like New York that really you hard. See people walking without their mask. For the most part, everybody had their mask on.
New
yeah.
York is doing okay, though. You know, there's some
that's because assholes. We listening, but the ones that want to wild out, that's what I don't understand, how you leave New York to go somewhere else to just destroy another place and then come back home.
They think COVID is fucking over. Like, yeah. Numbers are the same. Shit ain't over. You know what I mean? But, you know.
It's not over.
At all.
And I know all those people that were bugging out in Miami are not all vaccinated. Like, yeah. That just started opening up for us to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. Now, that was like those waits and all that. But I'm half vaccinated.
Nice. How'd you feel after the first one?
Arm was a little sore. Just took some like Tylenol. Just kind of kept moving my arm around. Kept it active or whatever.
When do you go for the second one?
The 14th. April 14th.
That's not bad. I have mine scheduled for tomorrow.
Bro, I'm not judging people who don't want to do it or who do it. I just felt like either
you're gonna need it eventually.
You're gonna need it anyway. Like, yeah, and now they're starting to put those like little caps on things.
Yeah,
they're talking about, you know, is it a vaccine passport? Like, you can't travel without one. It's like, it's nuts. So
I kind of feel like I'm good on traveling.
Yeah,
I've been to mad places, and I'm kind of sick of it. I hate the fucking planes. I hate that experience.
I like it.
I like having your luggage, like, fucking getting on a plane.
Do you guys do the carry-on or the...
We did. I did check, then I took a book bag on board.
Yeah, I tried to do just a carry-on.
Well, so the weird part was that...
Went how long, though? How long?
It doesn't even matter. I fit mad shit into one carry-on. I might take one pair of sneakers or two and make sure all my shit matches
with
those.
That's the
problem.
We overpacked.
Yeah.
I took, like... fucking 12 boxes.
What?
I took 3 pairs of sneakers.
Holy shit.
But I used all my boxes and I took about 10 pairs.
The boxes are fine because they.
Two a day or something.
Depending if you go to the
like
beach.
Four clean ones and that was it.
Yeah. No, that makes the boxes is fine. But I'll take like maybe one pair, 2 pairs of sneakers. Well, actually, I'll do one that I'm wearing
and then
another one and then just clothes to match that.
I was a little upset because these two guys, they took like fucking the Puerto Rican ones with them. Like, they had the
red, white, and blue New Balance on.
Like, they was matching the
Puerto
flag.
He said the Puerto Rican ones.
Just with the flag in the back. Like,
oh,
nah,
shit.
I was like, damn. His shit was New Balance, so he was extra Puerto Rican.
That's funny. Shit was dope, man. Everybody was nice. The Uber drivers were nice. We went to Walmart in Puerto Rico.
Walmart.
The snacks were good.
Yo, they got different shit over there, bro. Yo, they got sour cream and onion fucking Doritos.
But deadass?
Yeah, but they taste like Cool Ranch. Just a
light flavor of Cool Ranch.
It was still Cool Ranch in a green bag.
Yeah. Oh, that gets me tight.
The little, I kept buying the chicharrones, like the pork rinds. Bro, them shits were different, bro. Like, you know when you buy, and not those hard shits that they sell in the orange bag that's like $4 in the front of the store.
The curly ones that look like fingernails?
Yeah, not those like fingernails.
It's the one when you get a pound of penil.
Yeah.
And it comes with the skin on the top.
It looked like
shit is just crackling.
Bro, so it was like the regular pork rinds, and every single piece in the bag was soft. Like, it was... so well made. Like, I'm like, this shit is so good here.
Damn. Y'all you bought that shit in like every CVS and
yo,
Walmart
everywhere
we
I found
to.
Them shit said Isleño on it or some shit like that. I just kept buying them shits. I'm like, yo,
this did you bring any back?
No.
Why not?
Because they wouldn't have left. I kept eating them, bro.
We tried that. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we did try because the gasolina shit.
Oh, I have.
What is that?
Bacha shit.
Apparently, it's like it's basically a Four Loko in Puerto Rico.
It's a Capri Sun. It's an adult Capri Sun. It has its own straw in it. I have something if you want.
Oh yeah,
I have a little pop.
What's the alcohol percentage?
9%
It's not bad.
Yeah,
shit tastes like every other alcoholic beverage ever.
It's because you don't drink.
You love drinks. Like, you
did you drink over there?
I only had something on the first day, like a passion fruit fucking.
Like a margarita. Slushy,
got a fucking passion fruit.
Daiquiri. I think it was a daiquiri.
You got a daiquiri? Yeah.
Daiquiri.
Bro, that's what they were drinking the whole time.
I had a strawberry one. I was a thot.
I'm not going to lie. I was fucking up like 2 pina coladas a day.
Virgin joints?
Virgins, bro. Virgins. I had to learn how to say that shit in Spanish. Let me get the V-hang.
The V-hang. Dame el pino colada V-hang, por favor. They probably thought y'all was alkies for real, and
nah, I was we had an idea of getting like a tattoo out there.
Oh, that would have been dope.
All of us. But he kept Googling like about like diabetes, and it's like if it's not under control, you probably shouldn't do it because that shit's just gonna bleed out.
Yeah.
And
so I was like, even if it was small, I was like, damn, I don't want this little shit to get infected, like.
Get your arm cut off because of a Puerto Rico trip is wild.
It was gonna be on my left hand, so my right hand is my dominant one. But
but then still, you gotta regardless. Then that expensive jean jacket is gonna have the weird cuff in one arm.
I'm gonna have to get it custom.
You're gonna have to get mad bobby pins to fucking put it up. Oh man,
they're gonna stop you at a TSA and just rub on your nub.
You're gonna have
to rub your nub.
You're gonna have to get all your jackets missing the left sleeve, like Winter Soldier.
So, bro, you would have been the summer soldier, bro.
Real, bro. So anyway, we voted against that, but it would have been dope. We were gonna get like a coquille in watercolor.
Oh, that would have been fire to get at. Yeah, where you was like, gonna get it though, get on it your now. Foot, like the thoughts, or
no, arm, we were like gonna the get forearm. On the foot, like a little coquille just resting like on my shit.
Just resting on your nails.
I had mentioned about getting it on my foot.
Wait, you dead ass?
I was gonna get it on my ankle.
Nah. Why the ankle?
Because I got nice ankles. Yeah, and I'm always showing you can see my ankle right now.
Yeah, but I don't have nice ankles. Like I'm always like,
you get an ankle tattoo, you might as well just make a profile on Grindr.
Why? Bad fluid, bro. Bro, I got nice ankles. Whatever.
Little pasty ankles. He's pasty like, that ass ankle. Gonna pop on these ankles.
It is gonna pop, bro. This is a canvas. My ankles are basically a canvas.
Yeah, your canvas doesn't hold needles though. It's not good.
Yeah, facts.
He's like, yo, I remember at one point he's looking at the if you diabetic. How did the Google search go? Diabetic looking for tattoos? Like,
I was like, can a diabetic get a tattoo?
And you that can, shit, like, you can, but
you, it says you it can, but be, you got to be under control. You should ask your doctor. I was like, I'm not doing all of that.
What made me laugh was his response. He's like, yo, this. He's like, forget it. This shit keeps saying they got to be under control. My shit ain't under control.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, he's like, I'm not ready for this.
Oh my God.
This is not me right now. That was wild. Yo, I don't know which night it was. There was a night, you know.
I don't know what the laughing. Fuck he's gonna
yeah,
say.
You already know. But you know when you get, that second wind of good sleep.
Yes. Oh shit!
Anyone that's listening to this is gonna know what I'm talking about. So you sleep all night. Let's say you go to sleep at 12. Let's say you toss and turn. You know when you get that, you don't get out of your bed, but you start getting that deep sleep around like 5:45, 6, knowing you got to get up probably at like.
In an hour
or so, and then like you position yourself, and it don't matter how you move, you think to yourself instantly, damn, why I couldn't find this comfort at the beginning of the night to go all the way through. As I find that, this motherfucker wakes me up, wakes me like, yo, get up. And I was like,
yo, why'd you wake him up
in the
morning,
bro? And I'm like tapping him on his shoulder, like, yo, bro, wake up.
Why would you wake up?
I was scrolling through Instagram. And what are the odds, right? I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see an ad from Brisk that they're coming out with a zero sugar Brisk.
And
bro,
you decided
and
that
I was
that
like,
was
it's 4 in the morning.
That he needed to know at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't dreaming this.
So
I woke him up, and I was like, bro, look at this.
And you showed him just click the link and then or save it, bookmark it.
Nah, bro, it's 4 a.m. You think I know how to do shit like that at that time? So I wake him up and I show him, and he confirms that it's not a dream because he was tight that he got woken up.
I'm like, yo, you waking me up for this shit, bro?
He might as well just be like, yo, fire. Mind you,
we've been having sleep issues the whole time because I'm sleeping in the same bed. I'm getting that good
but
sleep.
But I didn't know you was having sleep issues.
Yeah, because
it's 4 a.m.
Pretty Princess sleeping, over here was sleeping, I've been sleeping great. Good. My man had his feet up on my pillow. My man, he was good. Talking about he need elevation. Yo, I looked at him. I don't even remember, like, I was just like, what? What's that? Like, the way he woke me up was like, yo, something happened and shit. Like, somebody's trying to get in our room. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? That shit was wild. That's how I know. That's some passion there for fucking Brisk. To wake somebody up like that at that time.
Speaking of Brisk, I don't want to get off the topic of Puerto Rico, but this happened today, and I got to mention it. Okay. So, by my job, there's a little convenience store that I go to. It's a bodega, but they don't have a food section. It's just, like, whatever, chips and shit. I asked the guy if he could order me, like, do a special order when the Pepsi guy comes of that Brisk. Of I was zero. Like, I need a whole case. I'll buy the whole case off of you.
Wait, I thought you was Brisk free, bro.
Bro, they got a zero sugar.
Oh, the zero sugar. Yes. Zero sugar, oh, what'd he say?
He was like, I'm going to let the guy know, and I'm going to order you the whole case. I said, I'll give you the money. Just let me know how much it is.
So you're going to pay bodega price?
I'm going to pay that discounted price. I want to pay what he's paying.
Yo. So. Got the plug. Got the sugar-free plug, bro.
This man got the sugar-free plug.
Got the Kif plug. The sugar-free plug.
Yo, so back to Puerto Rico. There was a night where I woke up at 3 in the morning. And I just woke up. And we were waking up at weird times. Because at one point, he woke up at like 4 o'clock and he was showering.
Yo, wait. He showers at weird... Weird fucking time. Like, we'll be talking about a UFC fight. Like, if he's in his crib, I'm in my crib, we're watching the same fight, he'll send me a voice note, and I can hear the shower in the background. And it's like 1 a.m., and I'm like, why are you showering right now, yo, bro?
When I caught myself doing the same, it was like, when he showered, I was like, damn, I feel dirty now. And I had to go shower after him. So, it felt weird.
Put that pressure on you, bro.
But at one point, I woke up. It was like 3 in the morning. He was sleeping. And Cisco was sleeping. And I was like, yo, this room smells like fucking shit.
Did it really?
Yo, you got
the whole night, like, everybody kept farting. And I don't know who the fucking culprit was.
Bro, we were eating fried food in Puerto Rico. What you thought was going to happen to our asses?
I know, but I just couldn't. I couldn't hear the fart. So it was like they were fucking silent farts, and then the whole night it would just smell like shit. The room.
It was probably Gil's, that because his fucking cat does that shit. Yeah. All the time.
Yo, at one point I had to just go to the balcony to get fresh air.
Yo.
Sometimes I had to go there to fucking sleep.
We needed a fucking humidifier in that. No, not a humidifier. The air shit.
An air purifier.
Yeah.
That's not a humidifier.
No, those are two different.
A humidifier. No, that's not what that is.
No.
It's kind of sort of
a purifier. It's the same shit, no?
They have different settings. Like, you could probably set it to, I don't know.
It's the same shit.
Whatever.
But yeah, so, man. That's dope, man.
I guess this is a good time. We already talking about Puerto Rico. I kind of got confessions to make on Puerto Rico. Let me hit this bell. I hear that. So, I'll post a picture. I'm going to just come on and say it. We talk about it. I talk about it. I woke this dude up in the middle of the night.
It's nothing that I know.
No, yeah, it's nothing that you don't know. Last night, you have, I don't know about you guys, like, but that last night you kind of have that anxiety. Like, you don't, you know, you don't really sleep well because, you know, in the morning you got to get up, pack, yes, and go.
Yeah, that's real.
Even though we packed the night
before. We packed, yeah.
But still, you get that anxiety. You don't want to be late. Like, you don't want to, like, something, yeah,
you know. So, I wake this dude up. I couldn't sleep that well that night.
Woke me up too, you see?
Yeah, the last night.
Not for Instagram ads,
well,
though.
You know, but see, I do it different. I do it like when you go to a cousin's house and you wait till them to move in the bed a little bit and be like, yo, you up? Like, I don't just shake you. Like, yo, you up? Like, wait. I wait. And when I see some sort of movement, I look at him and I tell him, bro, I shit on myself, bro.
Did you really?
Bro.
On the bed?
I shit on myself.
Yo.
So look what happens. When I tell him, bro, I shit on myself.
No, yo, wait. First of all, bro. Let's set the scene. I'm sleeping.
Wait, so that's why it smelled like shit?
Nah. This was a different night. Let's set the scene here.
That's why he showers all the
time. I'm sleeping, bro.
I don't shit myself all the time.
I'm sleeping, bro. And I turned around. So, Gil's, we sleeping ass to ass, right?
Oh, no.
So, I turn around to face Gil. And he fucking, he kind of looks back at me. Like, almost like if he was looking at his ass, right? So, he kind of looks back at me. He was like, bro, you won't believe what happened. And I look at him and he goes, I shit myself. My immediate reaction, bro, was to look at the bed.
Yo.
I looked at the bed and he was like, not the bed.
Yo, so I got to get into detail.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell y'all mad shit about me that y'all probably, if you don't know, whatever. But, so.
You're about to know.
Yes, I take mad showers. I'm weird. I don't use toilet paper. I use baby wipes, but...
No, that's not weird.
So, here's the thing. Here's what's something that's... But if I'm already going to take a shower, I probably won't even use the baby wipes. I'll just go in and just let the water bless me. I'll do that. Here's the situation. They looking at each other, man, weird.
But, I know this already, but I still find it fucking weird.
How's that weird?
That's like, disgusting.
Bro, it's you still got a wipe, shit. Son.
Nah.
You still got a wipe, son.
Nah, I don't.
So what happens with that doo-doo that's in your
butt? That doo-doo goes in the drain, bro.
But sometimes that doo-doo's in your butt. Like, so what do you
do? So you rinse your butt, nigga.
With your hands?
With your hand, yes.
Now you got doo-doo on your hands.
And now you wash your hands. You already about to wash. You using soap.
I just have a thing with doo-doo. Like, I don't want it on my hands.
Yo, I get it. We getting off topic here.
All right, go back.
Just I guess for context reason, my mom always showed me, like, when my son would shit, to just take him in the shower. So I kind of got used to that. Like, the shit didn't bother me no more.
Yeah.
So I kind of started, like, adopting that to myself. I would just go in the shower. Same thing. So they still looking at each other, man, weird. So anyway, I do that. I guess that's weird. Call me weird, whatever. I do that. Sometimes I do wipe, but most of the time I just get in the shower. So
you're a weirdo, Mike.
Stupid. You're fucking stupid, bro. Anyway, so that night we also ordered room service. Since it was the last night, we didn't want to leave. We ordered room service, and I kind of eat a burger laying down. I pretty much did eat the burger laying down.
You did.
How, bro?
We were watching fucking Mike Tyson highlights on YouTube on the TV, and I'm just eating this burger. Now, the burger had like this kind of like, is it a
caramelized onion? Onions?
Like, yeah, it had weird onions, and I should have took them off, and I kind of ate it with it.
That's what you fucked up,
fat nasty dude.
Because I took that shit immediately off the burger.
Yeah, and it had a weird little aftertaste to it. So I kept looking at him after I ate, and I was like, "Bro, you got candy?" Like, because I got like a weird taste in my mouth, and if I'm kind of nauseous, I'll just eat a candy or something to taste.
Candy helps.
Yeah, it'll go away, and then I'm good. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that, and then I kind of that was late. It was already like 9:30 or so. So you eat that, you lay down, you have the anxiety of having to get up, and now I have food that I didn't fully digest.
Yeah.
So now I kind of got to throw up. I got to throw up, and then with all the food I ate, my stomach was fucked up. Again, the room smelled like shit. It probably was 80% me. Probably was. And then he was ass to ass with me. So if he would turn, he's getting it full. He's getting the full blast. Bro, I get up. It's like probably 1:30 in the morning. I go to use the bathroom. As I'm sitting there, I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, my stomach is fucked up and I got to throw up. And then, I don't know about y'all if y'all ever been that sick, but if you throw up, chances are you probably going to shit too. Like, if your stomach is already fucked up.
It depends what kind of, like, throw up it is. Like, if it's because of food, then yeah, probably.
So, this was because of food. So, I get into the shower. I take a full shower after I use the bathroom. After that full shower, mind you, we running low on soap. My soap is thin, bro. Like, it's like a slither of soap left.
He's like, girls got to go to the club fucking leftover soap shit.
I go into the shower. I take my shower. I get out, and I'm like, fuck, I got to use the bathroom again. I'm standing in front of the toilet, and I'm like, yo, I got to use the bathroom again. Then I'm like, yo, you know what? Maybe it's just a fart. Maybe it's just a fart. No. You never trust a fart with a stomach ache, but I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I throw a fart, or what I thought was a fart. I clench, right? Because then it felt different. Like, it's like, it didn't give me them vibes till the end. Yo. At the end, it was like, this ain't a fart. So I'm like, damn, that felt weird. I didn't think nothing of it. I sit down on the toilet. Bro, when I look down, I shit like on the ledge of the bathtub. Like, and I was like, oh my God. This nigga sleeping not too far from here. If he sees this, it's over, right? Like, it's like, it's just full on fucking jokes all night. I'm like, damn. So I'm like, I gotta figure this out. I'm out of baby wipes at this point. Last day. I'm sitting there. I'm looking left. I'm looking right. I start cleaning up the shit. Like, I got an extra towel. I start wetting it. Because it's liquid, bro. At this point, it's liquid. I'm cleaning up full shit, panic, right? Mode. Full on panic mode. I'm cleaning up the shit. I look on the little ledge, and you know you never use the shit from the bathroom that the hotel comes with, but I see shampoo, and I was like, perfect. I can fucking make soap right now. I start putting shampoo on the floor, wetting the floor, taking the towels, and just cleaning shit up. And then I would sniff the air. I'm like, it don't smell like shit, but I don't know. I'm in shit right now. I'm combined into this shit. Right as I'm doing that, I'm like, oh, I should be fine. I get into the, I run back into the bathtub. Again, didn't wipe. I don't do that. And on my way back into the bathtub, I'm leaving fucking droplets of shit still. And I'm like, bro, what's happening right now?
You know what? That should teach you.
To wipe fucking myself. Wipe.
Yes, bro.
Yo, but I didn't think about it, and this was just liquid. Like, so everywhere I went, it was just like, you know when like a female dog got her period, she got little paw prints of like blood? I don't know if you ever seen that.
No.
I have, but.
You painted the picture, though.
Yo, I look on the ground, and I see the little dots leading right back into the bathtub. Yo, and I'm like, yo, gross, this is really happening to me right now. I'm like, this is how the trip ends. This is it.
His ass was open.
Yo, I clean the rest of the bathroom. I'm in the shower. And then in the shower, it hits me. I'm like, yo, I got to throw up. Now, I go into like child's pose for yoga, which is kind of like on your knees, leaning forward. I have my ass in the bathtub and I'm throwing up into the toilet. But you know, when it's that vomit, that the food is there, you fucking instantly feel amazing, bro. I felt like, which one is it? Mary Kate or Ashley that just kept throwing up and shit?
Oh my God. Both of them, bro. Idea.
Well, I felt like them. I felt amazing. I felt like I ate great food and I got it out. That shit felt awesome. I felt so good about the vomit part. And I did not shit while I was throwing up that I was like, yo, I gotta say something. As soon as he moved, I was like, bro, I shit all over the bathroom. I just told him my shit. He checked the bed. It wasn't in the bed. But that was
my concern.
Yeah. I was like, bro, I shit. He's like, his reaction, bro, that shit.
Yo. I could understand your panic because the bathroom didn't necessarily have a door that closed. It was a sliding door. And it had a gap. So, like, if you were looking at the right angle, you could pretty much see what was happening in the bathroom. So, I guess his fear was that one of us was going to wake up. He's lucky I didn't wake up because I pee, like, 3 times in the middle of the night. So, I guess his fear was, damn, I hope nobody walks in on me.
Yo, cleaning they would have walked in on me, shit, cleaning like, on shit dripping. Like, it was crazy. That shit was wild. And mind you, we spoke about shitting ourselves. We had an episode on that. What episode? I don't remember what episode. I think it was karma. Like two.
That was that karma.
And
bro,
I haven't shit myself in that long. But I can say proudly here that I shit myself in Puerto Rico.
As an adult.
Yeah, as an adult.
What isn't shit myself? Because I didn't have drawers on. Like,
You shit yourself. Whether you have drawers on or not, you shit yourself.
But I shit the bathroom, which is better. I didn't have no clothes on. I'd rather do that than shit in some drawers. Yeah, like, And I was in the comfort of the hotel.
That would have scared me, though, because now you got a flight the next morning.
Yo, I bought Imodium, bro. Yeah, like, the next day.
You got in the gift shop.
Yep. Yeah. I bought Imodium because I was like, yo, I'm not playing this shit.
When we were coming back from Bermuda, I had the shits. And I had to get an Imodium, too.
Yo, I gotta seal the deal.
Shit.
That shit was wild, listen, bro.
That is...
Shout out to Caribe Hilton. Anyone that's listening to this, room 423. That bathroom was mine.
Imagine someone goes there just to see if you left any droplets.
And I did wake up in the middle of the night before you told me that you had a scene.
This episode?
To pee, and I noticed in the middle of the night that there was a towel in the garbage. And I looked at it, and at the time I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, maybe the towel like fell into the garbage, but it was pretty deep in there. And I was like, nah, it looks like somebody threw that in there. And I wasn't about to pick it up to figure it out.
Oh my god.
Had
you picked it up, you would have saw that shit.
That shit, literally.
Like literally.
Yo, all I know is. It was.
How else was PR? What else did you guys do?
Yeah, we did a lot of walking. We did a lot of exploring.
We did like walking from like San Juan to Old San Juan.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
That's dope.
So we didn't get to do any tours or anything, but we kind of just
a lot of that shit was booked. Like,
I mean, and honestly, do you want to do like tours during COVID and shit? You know, like you don't want to really.
Be around that many people,
and you can't. Once you're in a tour, you can't really get out of it.
Yeah.
So if you feel uncomfortable, you can't
stuck there. Bounce.
Then we saw like the snorkeling shit, and then
yo, that shit.
It was stupid because we're looking at it, but not for nothing. They were doing it right next to like the beach. They were literally maybe 3 feet in the water, looking down at fish or like whatever was down there
off a boat, and it was right there,
and I was like, yeah, but you can just walk up to them and do it.
But it's more fun when you got the goggles and you can breathe underwater.
Yeah, but I can buy the goggles in Walmart and still do that.
Listen, are you gonna bring the fins too?
They didn't have fins. Oh, they weren't fucking swimming. They were right there at the edge,
spot looking,
and that's why I was like, are they paying like $125 for this shit?
That's nuts.
That's crazy. So Tiara and I went to we had a cruise. It was a long time ago. And they had like a little island that they would you know, you spend the day, and we did snorkeling there. So to get to the little island, the boat would just like anchor like in the middle of the ocean, cuz the island was super small, and a little boat would take you there. Mm-hmm. So we did the snorkeling, and we're like, you know, we're underwater, we're having fun. And then like my back gets mad cold. I get out of the water, it's like pitch black, and like a hurricane was coming.
Oh, shit.
And it took like an hour for us to get back on the boat because it was a long ass line. They wouldn't take the little boats back because the tide was so bad that when we got on the little boat, it was rocking so bad, and they started giving life vests. I was, oh, that's it.
This is it.
This is how it ends.
You would end up on the other side of the door, Jack. Yeah.
And usually I don't like show if there's a scary situation and I'm with my wife, I don't show that I'm scared because I know she's scared. So I don't.
Yeah, you got to be the alpha man.
White as a ghost. And she looked at me, she was like, you scared? And I just didn't say nothing. She was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, shit. This is what I didn't want.
She's like, he's scared.
She's like, I'm not scared.
You know what's crazy? I don't show that I'm scared. Like if I'm scared, you won't see it. Like, for example, I just ran downstairs real quick. And as soon as I opened the door, the landlord was coming in. And all I saw was him as I opened the door. And he looked at me and he was like, and I was like, yo, you scared me. And I was like, I know I didn't show it, but I got scared. Because I didn't expect you to be there. He's like, you scared the shit out of me too. Like, but it was just like, but I'm the same way. Like when we did, and this is topic jumping crazy. When we did Six Flags and we went through the haunted house.
Yeah.
Like, I just walked through it like a psychopath. Like, nothing startles me. But nah, I'll be scared.
It startles me.
Bro, we play zombies and I hear you jumping. Like, I know you're scared. But
son, that shit be scaring the shit out of me, bro.
It's not scary at all. Like, so, yeah, like, I just walked through the haunted house, and you could tell they know when you're scared, and the actors don't really fuck with you. They'll fuck with the people that are scared. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, at one point, I walked so far that I wasn't with the other party. Like, I was like, yo, where's everybody at? And it's just because, but I'll see sun, and I just keep my hands to my side and keep walking. I'm like, whatever. This is dope. This is, I guess, supposed to scare me. And it's working, but I can't show it, bro.
Nah, I'd be wild scared. Like, we did Six Flags. The hell shit. What's it called? The Halloween
Fright Fest.
Fright Fest. There we go. The Fright Fest. years ago. And some dude, like, you know, had the fake chainsaw. And I pushed Tiara and I ran.
Damn.
Damn. He said he pushed
like, I'm out of here.
We yeah, did like that Fright Fest. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, we got to go to a real haunted house. I'm into that, though. A lot of people aren't.
I would go, too. We should. Us we, should three, we should do it. I'm down.
You see his face? He's like,
oh. No, I get say, scared. But I'm down.
That's like why I'm trying to figure this out. No, like, if I get scared, why would you want to go there?
I like the adrenaline the rush adrenaline. Of being scared.
Really?
Yes. I like that too. Feeling. I like it, too.
But remember, I'm always
But yeah, but sleeping. You won't show the fear. I'm afraid that he will yell.
Oh, I'm going to yell. So what? Don't judge
oh,
me.
Oh, no, I don't yell. I don't do none of that.
I'm going to yell.
But
absolutely.
I need that because I'm always sleepy or tired, and that shit keeps me wired. Like, that's the thing that, like, I love it. That suspense of, like, and the scariest shit to me, I don't know about y'all, if you do, like, a haunted house, and you walk into a room, and it's just one person sitting in the middle of the room, and you don't see nothing else, that's the scariest fucking room. Because I'm like, why is she just sitting there? Like, what's, or when you walk in and you see that baby room, there's the little, it's like
a little chair rocking back and forth. Yeah. Nobody's sitting in it.
The scariest part of playing the Call of Duty zombies is when you hear the little kids laughing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the scariest part of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So nah, we got to get
scary.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That baby room kids? And you don't know what's going to pop out.
Yeah.
Depends on how.
You never watched The Shining? The two twins?
Yeah.
No.
That's a fucking classic. That's
what I'm not. A, horror, I'm not though. A horror movie.
Yeah, you don't watch
person. God, I don't really we watch love those. Horror, bro. That's why I like it you though. And I sit there and I be covering Jurassic my eyes Park. And I get scared, but I like it.
Yeah, horror movies are dope. Damn, bro, Puerto Rico was dope. Yeah, but I shit myself, bro.
You did,
yo. I'm a believe, man here, though. You know, I take my flaws
as an adult, bro.
You what?
I can't believe you did that shit as an adult.
Yo, bro, I ate too much. I got excited.
It happens.
And
it
wasn't
retrospect,
like
a burger was probably the worst thing to happen.
You know what?
The
it
last
probably
day.
Was the onions in the burger.
Yo, that shit did it to me. That shit stirred up the pot, the vomit, the shit. Like, it was just like a combination.
I noticed when I was eating the burger, like, it was well done for the most part, but there was, like, little parts
there was
here
pink
that
spot.
Were pinks, yeah. and I didn't eat the pink parts. I kind of
well,
ate
the
around
pink parts
it.
You could eat.
Yeah, I'm good. I like my burger well done.
Okay. I like my shit medium well.
Nasty.
Nah, medium.
That's not nasty.
Not. I do medium well steak, but a burger well done.
Steak, I do medium.
You're
well,
a pink
you like
eater.
That shit runny.
No, medium is not runny.
You like the pink range.
Medium is like
they got blood.
It's pink, but if it's only runny if you don't let it sit. If you don't let the steak sit long enough, then it's runny.
You just steak with ketchup?
No, that's
what the fuck?
People who eat steak well done eat it with ketchup.
Okay.
You do right? You like
I don't
your shit well?
You don't eat
oh
steak.
Yeah, I forgot my fault.
I
might stop eating steak. I feel like I eat all I eat is steak and pork, yo.
Yo, we, you know, when you
relax.
Stop that, you, yeah, me is, I gotta chill with the beef, bro. Beef be messing
yeah,
my stomach.
Yeah, man, I gotta relax.
I gotta get it.
You should probably get that checked out. You might have some.
I should take a laxative.
Yeah.
I should have did it as soon as I got back, but I really need to clean out my system because Puerto Rico scared the shit out of me.
Literally.
Right before getting on the flight, like he said. I
and
was
that
like,
bathroom was
I was
tiny.
Praying. I was like, yo, Cisco, I need your baby wipes, bro. I need them like that.
Speaking of baby
I can't
wipes.
I imagine you even fucking ask. I would have just took them shits.
Yo, speaking of baby wipes, so before we left to Puerto Rico, I had a shit at the airport, right? So
shit
I'm shitting at the airport, and I had wet ones.
That sounds
I didn't
wild,
know,
dude.
I didn't know you couldn't use wet ones on your ass.
Oh, wait.
He had
the shit's for your hands?
Yeah, bro.
That's
yo,
so
that's happened to me before, bro.
Don't read, bro.
That's happened to me.
I bought like a bunch of shit, like carry-on shit, right? Like under 3 ounces, it's the travel section. So I'm thinking wet ones is for your ass. It's like a little packet of wipes. So I'm sitting there
you could read
shitting,
it.
Right?
That shit
and
burned, yo.
I wipe my ass with like two or three wet ones. Flush it. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, yo, my asshole stinks. Like,
oh
this shit burns
God.
A little. And I'm, you know when you born in the bathroom and you start reading random shit? You pick up the lotion and you're reading the ingredients.
Like, you could pronounce them shits.
Yeah, like, So I'm reading the shit, and it's like wet ones, like contains alcohol. I was like, am I supposed to put alcohol in my ass?
In my ass? My man was getting a high. Shit was
like hand wipes. I'm like, oh, this ain't for your ass.
No.
Shit says do not flush. I was like, oh, this is completely opposite of what you're supposed to use this for.
Yo, that happened to me at home once. We had wipes and the other wipes next to each other because I just finished cleaning the bathroom.
Clorox your butt?
Yes, with the Clorox wipes. I just finished cleaning the bathroom.
So you bleached your asshole. So I'm not paying attention. Before.
I just you know, put my hand back, take a wipe. I wipe immediately. It stings, bro. I have to jump in the shower. That shit hurts so bad.
That ass was clean that night.
Let me tell you something. Now that you say that, I know he don't read because this dude grabbed. This dude grabs this. This was last week. 2 weeks before, mm-hmm. before we left. He grabs this motherfucking screen cleaner. He holds it, right? And he's what looks like to me is reading it, and it says in bold letters, screen cleaner. And then he starts spraying the shit in his palms and rubs it together like hand sanitizer. And I'm like, bro, it's not hand sanitizer. And he's like, oh, shit. And I'm like, you were just fucking reading it, bro. He's like, nah, I was pretending to read it. And what I don't understand about that,
I don't know why. Like, my instinct just said, yo, pretend to read it. I don't know why. Yo, crazy. Don't know why.
Even if I'm pretending to, like, not know what this is, I'm gonna be like, screen cleaner. Like, I get it. Like, I can. Yo, how you pretend to read and it turns off your functionality to really read is listen. What I don't understand.
Listen, that's what that.
Yo, your I'm mind is different, son. Bro.
It's the cockeyed.
It's a cockeyed.
That's a cockeyed thing. That's crazy, yeah. Bro. That shit was wild.
Yo, you know what story we didn't say the last time?
What?
What happened to you at work?
Oh, shit, Ruben. Bro. Yeah.
Yo, you're going to have to remind me, bro.
Oh, my God.
What happened to you at work? Gladys called me. Yo, I got to go pick him up.
Hold on. Oh, let me remind you. I'll remind you. Hold up.
Yeah, bro. Nah, you don't even have to. I think I know.
You got it?
Nah, I got you. Hold up.
What you got?
Oh shit.
So a little backstory on that. Yeah, I passed the fuck out at work.
Yo.
Like I fell to the ground behind my office door. I guess I hit my head on the wall. The back Jesus. Of my head was hurting. Yeah, one of the supervisors came in and found me.
That's wild.
I guess not long after I fell. Because she said she heard a thump and she immediately ended my meeting and came over.
That's wild. Damn, so she heard you from the other meeting.
She's right her door? Office is right next door. Okay. So she said she heard the thump and she came over and she tried to open the door, but my body was right there. So she had to like push the door and she saw my feet.
Oh my God. Yo, you know how traumatizing that is?
Yeah. So I eventually I came too. I don't think I was out for more than like 5 minutes. But eventually I came to and like my manager was there and she was like trying to do like a cold compress on my neck. And she was like, oh, you're really hot. So I had like a Kif. Had a Kif fucking like season December edition wool like quarter zip sweater. It was made out of wool and corduroy. So she's like trying to take it off and it has a zipper and she's like pulling down the zipper, but it won't go past my chest. And I remember like me telling her, I like whispered to her, I'm like, it's a pullover. So it was a pullover. Yo. It was a quarter zip pullover.
Even in you being completely out, he was like, you know, fuck up my Kith, yo.
Yeah, so eventually, you know, it comes down, but yeah, I got up. So, yeah.
That was wild, bro.
That's, yeah. Yo, when he, so when Gil told me the story, he just goes, yo, bro, Ruben passed out at work. Like, there's no LOL. Like, if he would have said LOL, I would have been like, okay, like, he's fine. I was like, yo, is he all right?
Not he's because like, oh, no, he's not
good.
Funny.
He's like, oh, no, he's good. He's good. And then he texted me. No, he sends me a voice. The funniest part is that he says his coworker heard a thump.
Yo, it just sounds funny to hear. you hear something fall, and then you're like, yo, is that the person that's next to me? Like, in the next room? That's wild, bro.
Yo, I'm glad you're okay, bro.
Yeah.
What the doctor ended up saying it was?
Nothing. They said it could be, like, related to stress and shit.
Motherfucker don't eat breakfast, bro.
What you stressed about, bro? Oh, probably your wedding and everything coming up.
No, I'm not really stressing the wedding. We're pretty much handling that. It's probably, like, work and shit, but that's pretty much it.
Work shit.
Did you take a few days off after that?
I took the following day, and then I went back Wednesday. I'm one of those that savage, I can't, bro. Like, I got to go back. Because, like, the last thing I want to do is come back, and I got 100 emails that I missed from the day before. And it was the vacation, and I had 900 emails when I came back. So
that's wild. Jesus Christ. I had 150.
How, bro?
But I'm a nobody in my company.
It's just you get emails from random shit. So
that's how I know you're important, bro. 900 emails? That's wild. That shit sound like a Gmail.
Yeah, it's Outlook.
Do you let your emails, like, pile up, or do you immediately delete them?
I don't even delete it. I leave that shit. I have mad open emails, and I don't know how to.
So my personal email, I don't even look at them shits, right? So I got, like, 50,000 emails, right?
Oh, Jesus.
My fucking work email, I don't end the day unless I have zero emails.
Well, yeah, I have to get that notification.
Yeah, I have to end the day with zero emails.
You don't get your emails on your phone?
I do.
Okay, so why don't you look at them on your phone when you're, like, on your way home?
Because I don't take work home. It's like a rule. It's a rule of mine. I don't like to take work home. That's another reason why.
What if you work from home?
That's the reason why I don't like working from home.
I don't like. You know what? I'm starting not to like it. I feel like I don't see the outside. And then I get off at 4. Mm-hmm. You know, at 3:58. They asked me to do overtime.
Why would you not break somebody? Like, give me an hour. Like
mandatory?
It's never mandatory. I was like, nah.
Nah, dog, I ain't doing that.
4 p.m.? All my apps are closed already. Like, all my apps are closed already. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, my PlayStation is on already.
You know what's crazy? That
like, I'm waiting to get into the COD match right now.
Like, I'm in the lobby. I'm like that. Fuck the overtime and the money to it. I'd rather have that knowing that I'm about to log off in 2 minutes. I'm not getting back on.
No.
I don't need the money that bad. Like, of course we need money, but you're gonna tax the shit out of that OT anyway. Like, and I'd rather just log off and end my day, like, than to sit there. I don't need that. Because that's the thing. Like, jobs are like, oh, but it's overtime. I don't care. I don't want it.
They act like that entices you.
That doesn't.
It doesn't. Like, I will do overtime, and I do overtime, but it really doesn't do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless I'm able to do, like, a certain amount, I'm not going to do overtime. Like, I'm not going to do an hour here, an hour there. If I could do a crazy amount, I will do a crazy amount.
There's people that love it, and they'll go, you know, past the 40 hours, and that's fine. But, I mean, I don't get overtime, but, you know, it is what it is. I feel
like sometimes, you know, it's peace of mind, you know, like, I'm home. I've been up since 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm
like, tired, I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I got to do this tomorrow. Like, you know, like, if it's a day, if it's not the weekend, it's like, I don't want to do this more than what I have to. Like,
yeah. I'm a firm believer in not taking work home. Like, I turn off my work phone on the bus.
Okay, no, I dig that. That's good. Then
you also, at the end, you do all of that, whatever, however many hours, and with all the taxes, like I said, you probably coming home with a $120 difference. Like, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, the fuck? Shit's nuts.
Yeah, man.
It don't be worth it to me.
I don't do that shit, man. But yeah,
you know what,
man.
I hate?
You want to go into the you know what I fucking hate?
You know what I hate?
Order up.
You want to start off?
Go ahead, Gil. You go first. You want me to go first?
You could go first. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what I fucking hate?
What do you fucking hate?
Celebrities. And I'll tell you why. There's two specific things that happen. So, and I fuck with her. Chrissy Teigen, she goes on Twitter and tweets announcing that she's deleting Twitter.
Which is weird.
You go to Twitter to announce that you're deleting Twitter. Who gives a fuck?
Just delete it.
Just delete it. And of course, you go into her mentions, and they're killing her. They're going in on her. Just delete it, and that's it.
And yeah,
no one's gonna miss it. Stays
quiet.
Like, I get it because she's been getting killed on Twitter for like years, right? You should have been did this. Like, what does social media, what kind of hold does social media have on these celebrities' lives?
Yeah,
they don't need that shit. The biggest celebrities in the world don't even use that shit. They got someone else tweeting for them.
Yeah.
You think fucking Beyonce tweets?
That's true. She shares a lot, too. Didn't she share, like, her child passing or she had, like, a miscarriage? And
it was Yeah. And, you know, that's terrible, right? And I feel for her. But there
should be a boundary.
Because of her persona on Twitter, she gets a lot of hate. So oversharing that probably made that situation worse for her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that probably was the start of saying, you know, I'm going to just delete this shit. But you don't got to announce it because now motherfuckers know you don't have it anymore. They're going to jump to your Instagram and they're going to hate on your comments.
Now they're going to bully you, basically.
Now they're going to fucking bully you. Then there was another instance, right? So they legalized weed in New York, which is dope. And... they said they were going to expunge, like, people that got arrested and are in jail for, you know, for weed or whatever. They were going to expunge those things, right? So, I see a celebrity tweet. She's not that big a celebrity, so her name don't even matter. But she tweets, it's cute that weed is legal in New York now, but what are we doing about the release of inmates and erasure of records for those convicted of what is now no longer an offense? She tweeted that. She... quote tweeted that on top of the article that the first thing it says is that they're going to expunge records. So you didn't even read it, yo.
Yeah.
Like, wow. These motherfuckers, they be so woke that they need sleep, B. Like, yeah. You try to sound so smart that you sound dumb.
As well.
And then everyone in her comments is like, did you read it?
Did you read the screen cleaner, like, before you used it as hand sanitizer? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I did, but I didn't try to act smart about it. I said it right after. I said, listen, nah, I didn't read that shit. I pretended to.
That's wild.
That's what I hate, man. Fuck these celebrities.
Yo, that is because it just shows that you're just retweeting shit, but you're not even reading what you're
trying
retweeting.
To be smart.
Yeah.
It literally said New York, like breaking. And it said, one.
The big bold letters.
Like, one, weed is legal. Two, expunge of records for inmates and people with, you know, weed things on their record. It literally says it on the fucking headline.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my rant. Go ahead.
You know what I fucking hate? And I'll say this because it happened to me today. I don't like when people... stop or talk to me at the bank.
Makes sense.
So
does it depend what they say, or is it just
really anyone, to be honest? First of all, I don't think a bank is somewhere where you talk to somebody that you don't know, right? It's not time to spark up a conversation.
Yeah, I just
first of all, it's
money out.
Yeah, I'm taking money out or I'm depositing money. You don't know that, and I don't know if you're trying to rob me.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving the bank. And, you know, this guy, he sees me leave the bank. He's standing, like, at the corner of the bank. And he says, hey, can you check on your GPS what time the bus comes? And I'm looking at him confused. And I was like, no. Like, the thing is right there for the bus. You could check what time it comes. Nah, they changed the schedule. So I'm already, like, a little off put by it because I'm leaving the bank. I don't know what your intentions
are.
Yeah,
of course.
We live in New York. Shit is wild out here. Right?
Especially now.
So I'm like, nah, I can't. He's like, oh, no, but your GPS will tell me what time the bus comes. Other people have done it for me. That's a weird statement. Then he shows me the fact that his phone is off. I don't know if you turn off your phone or if it
really
died.
Like, how often does your phone turn off that you have to ask people?
That you have to ask other people, like, right? That's like, crazy. That's weird. So I said, well, that's what I hate. But I said something, and I kind of felt like an asshole after doing it. So I tell him, I'm like, nah, man, I don't take the bus. As I immediately entered an Uber. I kind of felt like an arrogant prick.
And he pointed at the Uber with his pinky, yo.
He was like, yeah, my Uber's right over there. But beneath me. I was like, nah, I don't take the bus. And I immediately got in my Uber.
You should have given him one of those wet ones. Like,
get out of my face.
So, yeah, that's what I fucking hate. Like, don't talk to me at the bank. That's a weird thing to do.
Yo, no, that's valid, though.
No, yeah.
Do not talk to me at the bank. It's weird and it's off-putting. It's like, you know, your fucking body gets into this place like, all right.
Like, you're tense because, like, I got my wallet out, I got my money out, and you're here, like, trying to spark up a conversation.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
So, what about you?
I don't even really know what I fucking hate this week. Like, I hate that I'm back to work. I hate that.
Why?
I'm still on vacation. In my head, it was such a smooth... Yo, this is going to sound fucked up. And I'm not going to say this because, you know, my boss, it looks like her kid was sick. And I'm not saying that's horrible. It's a child. I hope the child's okay. But I was so happy that I didn't have to deal with her the whole week. Bro, it was amazing. I was like, so this is, you know what I fucking love right now? I love the fact that your kid was sick and I didn't have to deal with you.
Damn.
That Jesus sounds okay. Christ. Listen, I never bit my tongue. I'm not going to start now. It was just like, yo, this is fucking fire. Like, and she was back today, calm. I guess her baby's feeling a little better. But I'm happy that the baby's okay. Like,
damn, they fuck with you like that.
But you know what's crazy? I was telling him, I was telling Ruben, because are you a manager, supervisor?
A supervisor.
You're a supervisor. So
you didn't hear the story? He put his pinky and he pointed at the...
Oh, that's right. That's right. The kiff, the threads. Oh, this is a pull-up. Yeah. Yeah, watch how you save my life.
Watch, this is a 4,000 thread count. Relax.
Chill out. This is half wool, half corduroy, my man. Special release. Look it up 50/50. On StockX. So I'm telling him, because if you have someone that works underneath you and they call out 3 days in a row unplanned, you're pissed off.
You're going to need a doctor's note to come back. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's,
of course.
It's funny how, like, if in this case, it was her calling out daily, like, missing the meeting and saying, oh, I can't make it. Sorry. You know, oh, my kid. And it's like, I kind of felt like that person where I was like, that's not an excuse for me. Like, why is it an excuse for you? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I get it. You're higher than me and you mean something. So, whatever. But. Y'all didn't get no, this is random, but y'all didn't get no stupid April Fools. I think that shit's dead. The world's on fire.
I mean, yeah, if you tried to April Fools me, like, we're all dying. I don't want to play that game.
Jesus.
I don't want to play that game. That's crazy.
I think if anybody even tried, I probably didn't even realize.
Yeah, right.
Because I didn't really care. Yeah.
I just had such a good vacation just not dealing with work.
Whole week I was like, it would be like Monday, and I was like, damn, last Monday I was on a flight at this time.
Yo, that's what happened.
I was doing that, bro.
Back,
then
yo.
On Tuesday, I was like, damn, we was eating at Bebo's at this time. Like,
yo, Bebo's Cafe was good, bro. Yeah. Shout out to Bebo's.
That's the only thing I miss about vacation. Just the, like, when you wake up and you don't have nothing planned, and you just wake up. You take a shower and then you go outside and it's like, yo, like,
and it's free,
whatever happens.
Yo, that's how our days were. Green. We were like, yo, what are we doing today? And we're gonna walk to Old San Juan. Like, all right.
I love that feeling. How long was the walk?
Yo, we walked for a minute.
We walked for a while.
It was like 2.5 miles, right? That we walked.
Yeah, that's what's up. Going and coming or just 2.5 miles? Oh, okay.
We'll go because then on our way, then we stopped, we ate, and then we got to walk.
See, that's
pictures of like art and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's a nice walk, yo.
Shout out to, if y'all in Puerto Rico, y'all going to Puerto Rico, y'all got to hit up Señor Paletas. They sell Icy's. I'm an Icy connoisseur. They sell Icy's.
Yo, he
bro.
Has the Icy, like, the cart. He's got the cart in his living room. And he be like, shh, shh, shh.
I don't got the car. I got the container. You could buy it from the factory.
But he got all the compartments and all the tools.
I got the
too.
Cups. I got the cups. I'll take a picture of the
just
cups.
Just buy the car and let's do this business venture, bro.
Yeah, we could.
ABT Icy.
It wouldn't go nowhere. It's like if you were like a junkie and you were selling drugs. Like, like you ain't going nowhere. You eating all that icy yourself, bro.
But yeah, shout out to them. Bro, they had Oreo Icy's and the fucking Oreo. There was two full-size Oreos in that shit.
Yo, we're going to fully become a food podcast, and I can't fucking wait. It was it's just going to be us reviewing foods.
I'm going to be like, yeah, this made me shit myself again. It was delicious.
Yo, we should do that.
That's fine.
Add a food part of our podcast?
I mean, most of the podcast be talking about food we ate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
I love it.
I'm with it. I eat a lot of food.
What y'all had over there? You was eating that we fucking ventured for 4 days? A fucking tripleta?
A tripleta. Yo, so a tripleta is
the
like...
triple the, play.
It's basically like their chopped cheese. It's their signature sandwich, which, by the way, I wasn't a huge fan of it. I'm going to go into that. That joint had chicken.
Good.
Ham.
Good.
And it also had pork. Mm. So, like, the other ham, the other white meat, is it that they call it? I guess. Anyway, then it had all that. Then it had, like, mustard, ketchup, that mayo ketchup shit. It had that container, like, melted cheese.
Yeah.
It was just too
lettuce,
much for me,
tomatoes.
Bro. I just needed it. I took a thotty picture, took a picture of the sandwich, bit it, like, twice, threw it out.
You didn't like it?
It was, it's,
bro.
It
look, I didn't try it, but it looked like a lot.
It was a lot going on. Oh, and it also had potato sticks, the chips in it too.
Oh, damn, that's overkill.
It was too much. It was too much going on. It was so much going on that you know when there's so many flavors at once that you don't even know what you're tasting. Like it was just wait. Like I'm like a chopped cheese is definitely the bread was good. I don't know what bread it was, but the bread was. Soft.
I think that was pan de manteca.
It was either that or pan sobao. I don't know. I know it was very soft bread, and the bread was mad good. Like that, I was like, damn, a chopped cheese on this bread would be amazing. Like, but they not fucking with a chopped cheese in Puerto Rico. Like,
because chopped cheese is so, like, it's really ground meat and cheese.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's a burger.
It's a burger. So, it's a spread out burger.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you guys have fun, bro. Because that's the first time you've been away for a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've done, like, you know, you've gone upstate and shit like that, but...
Yeah, no, but that was my first, I would say, well, I did a cruise probably like 2-3 years ago. Probably longer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did do the cruise.
But with the cruise, when I went to Puerto Rico, it was like for the day. So I spent a few hours there and then I had to go. This was my first time staying there extended.
Yeah.
And then before that was Bermuda with you. Before Bermuda, I hadn't got on a plane since I was like 10 years old.
Holy shit.
So, yeah. I think the last time I actually like went on vacay was like 4 years ago when I went to Disney. I've never been to Puerto Rico. This is my first time. I will go again.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, I'm dying to go to Puerto Rico.
Yo, let's go.
I'm going to wait until this year's over and then, huh?
Should have came.
I mean, you know, I wasn't vaxxed and...
Vaxxed.
I didn't feel very comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Comfortable. Could have slept with Gil ass to ass.
Nah. Nah. We too big.
Yeah.
I would have slept on the floor.
I should have did that.
You know, after the first night, I would have went downstairs and been like, do you have any rooms available on the same floor as them?
Separate. Like, you got any cocks?
Yeah, no. Cot. With a T.
Cot. ¿Dónde están los cot?
Tienen cot. Tiene gato. Ay.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, man. Yo, we got 118, man. Yo, you know, we always hit.
Right around the
like
same time?
Between 117, 120.
We don't want to give them too much, you know?
Nah, we don't want to give you all the sauce, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta let them want it. So that's...
Yeah, man.
This
I'm
is
glad.
It? This is what, episode 7?
Yeah.
Episode 7. What are we going to name this episode?
I don't know.
I shit myself?
Again?
It wasn't again. Well, it was like kind of like a dual situation. It was like a lack of wipe, extra shit on the floor. Damn. That's I'm a disgusting. Man. I could talk about my
yeah, that's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, if I can't laugh at the shit that happens to me and give it to y'all, this is what I'm here for, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was wild. My mother's going to be like, tú eres bien puerco. Why you gotta tell everybody that story? You didn't tell me that. I didn't tell nobody.
Why do parents not like that you don't tell them something first?
Yeah, right.
Like they hear it from someone. You didn't tell me that.
Well, come on.
Come on. I'm your mother.
It's me.
I'm your mother.
What? You know what? This is kind of a, you know what I hate real quick. I know we're ending the podcast.
It's not good.
I hate.
Get your shit off.
Growing up and parents be like, I brought you in this world and I can take you out. That don't work like that, bro. That's murder. You're not going to kill me. Like, you're not going to kill me. Like,
I think that's second degree, right?
Yeah, that's like, you can't take me out because you brought me. Like,
but they say it like if it's their right to just decide. Yeah, like, no, you should have got an abortion before I came out.
That's wild.
Like,
no,
how about afterward? You I'm can't here. Abort me afterwards.
You can't, yeah, but you can't do that and go to court and be like, Yana, I told him. Yo le dije, yo te traigo y te llevo. No, bro, that don't work like that. Your Honor, you're going to jail. They ain't hearing that story. Not even Celino and Barnes or whoever's left out of the two are taking that.
Yo, one of them passed, right?
I think it was Barnes.
Because
I seen Celino a poster for Celino.
And it just said Celino?
It just said Celino.
Bro, everybody R.I.P. break up. We can't break up.
No, the thing is, they did break up.
But he died.
But then he died.
Oh, they broke up first?
They broke up first.
Now, Celino got
because they changed the number.
Celino
got in a plane accident.
Who? He got into Barnes?
A plane accident, I think.
Barnes?
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah. Nah, Celino set him up, bro, so he could take the bag.
You know, I always felt like people that died in planes when you're, like, rich and famous, like, that would have never happened to you if you was broke.
What?
Like, it's one of those weird things, right? Like, let's say one of us hits the lotto, right? I don't know, $10 million. And we decide to buy a fucking plane on some asshole shit, right? Maybe like a little one.
A little kid plane?
And then we die in a fucking horrific plane accident. That's what you fucking get for buying a plane. Like that,
but it's because
like
the planes there, it'd be the small ass, like, 10-passenger planes that could barely hold any weight. And then they put mad people on that shit and, you know. Unfortunately, bad things happen, you know? That's the fucking problem. Because when you're in the big planes, like, them shits are made to take as much weight as possible.
If I'm going to die on a plane, I need to die with 300 other people.
Like, we need to die.
Yeah, it needs to make the news.
But I saw...
it needs to be big. Like, Boeing 747.
Not so famous podcaster dies in a random mountain that we don't even know where the plane is. Damn. Be like, yo, we starting without this dude. whichever one it is, that
don't
sucks. The podcast is over if that happens.
Did you just knock your thighs? You said knock on
whatever,
wood?
Son. Nah, knock on whatever. Knock on whatever, man. We don't want that to happen.
Nah, bro. That's wild.
Yeah, man. You can't do this podcast without any of us.
Yo, we need all of us. We need your
Speaking of fucking, you saw the Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what happened with them. But they, you know, seem to have broken up. I was thinking, if that ever happened to us, it would be because of you, bro.
What the
you
fuck?
You Joe Budden.
Yes.
I'm it would Joe happen Budden?
Because, yes.
You Joe Budden. I guess I'm the white guy.
You Rory. You definitely Rory because y'all dress like that.
No, he's Maul.
He's Maul?
He's Maul.
Maul. The black guy in the...
Yeah, cool for school.
The one that sits in the director's chair for
something. Yes.
In the director's chair. Mad high up. He got him on a bar stool.
Yo,
that's you.
Damn. But that so you got the Rory-ish clothing look, but you Maul. So you would be Rory?
I would be Rory, yeah.
What makes you Rory?
We both have red hair. Like, I got some red in my beard. You know what I'm saying? I got freckles.
I want to show y'all something before we end the podcast.
Yeah. Well, now it's gray, but I used to have a lot of red in my beard.
So,
like those Indian dudes?
Jesus.
I mean, I don't know what culture it is.
What time is it?
You gotta bleep that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna pass this around. I try to be the I don't want to say the leader. There's no leader here. We're all
follow the leader.
That's exactly what a leader would say, though, right? Like,
God.
We're all one unit, right? Like, we know you're the leader.
I try to be the dude and get us something on the low, right? And this looks crazy. I already spent the money. I'm working on my refund. Or if they fix it, whatever. I try to get us embroidery patches. I just want to say I look okay, and I don't control this. This is what the company sent me as a sample. Look at y'all, though.
He's always look at this. Why the fuck do I look like that? And why are my lips so plump?
I don't know.
It looks like I fucking put my lips in a vacuum.
I don't know. Look at Rick. Rick is fucking. He looks like he has high blood pressure, and he's like a pink.
Yo, you're like a pink fucking. That's a nice color, though.
I kind of like it, though.
What's up with the white?
I kind of like it.
It was supposed to be the beard.
Yeah, that's the stuff I'm
about. Look, and of course, look who comes out.
Yo, but Gil, you came fine, right?
That, bro, first look at the hat. Look at the stitching on the hat.
Bro, I don't control that shit.
This is the bullshit I was saying.
Look at what? What is that line above my lip? I don't have a mustache.
That's the hair I put in the photo.
They gave you the. He could have taken that out.
They gave you the predator.
I'm working on it, bro.
This is me trying to. They gave you the predator mustache.
Look at the hair. I'm trying to do the opposite of Joe Button here.
My hairline is receding in the patch.
He looks like a pedophile in that photo.
Yo, but that's how he looks. Like,
nah, bro. My hairline is receding in the patch.
I
try to cut it off, bro. I try to be bold. Yeah, look at y'all. Y'all got the snapbacks. Shit look real nice.
So shit says New Era.
My shit. Look at my fucking head.
Nah, you look wild. I look.
I'm receding, bro.
I'm very discolored though, but I like
I'm trying to work on fixing it.
Why are your lips so white?
This was what my gift to y'all. I wanted to try to put it on a hat.
I do like it though.
You know what I'm saying? It's a very nice gift. It's a very nice gesture.
You got it in person?
No. Again, I look like a. And I was like, I don't like this.
I look like a fucking King of the Hill character.
Tell him the little things to fix, like his mustache. Because please
take it off.
I'm not wearing that anywhere if he has a mustache like that. Because it looks like a sketch of an abuser, okay?
Abuser.
I don't like it.
The chin hair could stay.
The chin hair could stay.
God damn.
My lips really got to be darker, son. What's going on? And why I look pink, yo? I look pink for real.
Yeah, you look. But they got you there looking like kind of Ursula a little bit. Like, I don't know why. It's an off color.
Nah, but that.
I look kind of pink. Like you. But my lips got it.
But look at this shit with Gil. Yo, his shit. Gil's shit looks
perfect.
Yo, I don't control. That's how my photo came out, bro. Like,
look at that.
Yo, but
let me see.
That's him as a cartoon.
But this is what I'm trying to do on the back end. Try to just come up to you. And I wanted to show you so I could get y'all reaction.
I do like this, though. This is fire.
I just try to get y'all reaction.
I like the patch idea. It's dope. I just don't like my, where will we put my mustache.
I was thinking. So I ordered. The beginning is 10 of them. It's 10. Of course, it'll be just for us. And then whatever else we can do with it.
10 patches?
It's 10 patches. It was the minimum. It was 10. So whatever. And whatever. I'm thinking like on a jacket, a hat, whatever. Like,
yeah.
That's dope. I like that.
I was doing that, man. On like a Yankee fit.
I tried to get Tiara was going to make us the shirts with the thing on it.
So she knew about this. She said it looks fine. She said patches look weird. Like, you know.
But the patch, depending on like, I will put that on my put back.
Yeah.
Not on my book bag, on my bag that, you know, my regular bag, I'll put that on my bag. But, I tried to get the shirt, but, his head doesn't have,
it's always something with Ruben.
It doesn't like have like a straight line. So it didn't come out correctly.
Oh, you fucking passed out and hit your head. That's what I am. You fucked up the logo.
That was the back of my head.
All right. We're going to wrap this shit up. Cause there's a Bellator fight and we watching.
Yep.
Oh shit. And I'm hungry. You guys hungry?
I'm starving too.
I need to eat fish today.
Bro, you eat whatever the fuck you
want.
I'm
eating
today,
whatever,
bro.
I want.
Don't start.
I'm eating whatever I want today. Because
Good Friday.
I've always eaten fish.
So Wednesdays you walk around with cigarette on your forehead?
Huh?
On Wednesdays.
You let people put out cigarettes on your forehead on Wednesdays?
I don't go to the church to do that.
Yo, you ever seen the meme that it says puta?
Across the
head, like it's like when a thought goes to church for Ash Wednesday, and it shows him finishing and it says P. Yo, that's wild.
Nah, that's crazy.
People be wilding. I found it hilarious, but I didn't do it.
It's mad funny, but
that's not me. That's not me. That's not my karma.
But well, you got karma because you put the shit on your chest. Remember?
Yo, my mother.
Tell that story real quick, please. Real quick.
So once I shaved a fucking cross into my chest. Not this ain't no little Nas X fucking Air Max shit, but I shaved across into my chest hair, like, so I shaved off the hair, and my mother's like, why are you playing with the cross? Right? Like, and I'm like, I just was playing around. This is going to grow back. Within that same, I want to say week, I lost my job. And I hated the job that I had. She's like, you see? You was playing with the cross. Idiote castigo. Like, yo, I don't think it works like that, bro. Like,
yo, I nah, think it but does. It did, though.
Yeah,
it
did karma. Work that that's way. That's fucking church karma.
Yo, that's that great. Was that shit was
you're gonna
so
eat
funny.
Meat today and shit yourself tomorrow.
Nah, he shit himself that's already.
That's fine. Tomorrow's Saturday, but I'm home. Ain't nothing going
you
know, on.
With your luck, you're gonna go to a Target real quick. Right there. Ooh. Aisle three with the pillows. Bam.
Oh. Nah, even worse, in the Uber.
Oh shit!
In the Uber going to
ooh. And then give him a bad rating.
He's gonna give you a clean
and
up.
And you put it smell like shit.
Yo, what's up with this Uber? Like, yo, why it smell like shit back here, dog?
That's oh wild. Man, right. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. Yeah, this was fun, man. I missed you guys.
Yo, I missed you.
Ruben. I'm glad you're okay after your fall.
There was a lot went on.
Thank you.
Gil, I'm glad you're okay after,
yeah,
after you shat yourself fell like out crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, and, you know, yeah, we're going to wrap this up, man. This is Rick, episode 7.
Ruben.
Gil, we out.
We out. Peace.
Peace.